You're listening to Trackside from Lernerville Speedway.
Okay, fans, we're back, and Walt Weimer's going to do this segment with modified driver Kevin Bolin.
Okay, right off the bat here, we want to mention, if you didn't already know about it, that Kevin won his 100th career modified race with a feature win here at the Lernerville Speedway last Friday night. So we'll go back and talk just briefly about before you started running modifieds in 1982. You did some off-road or motorcycle racing of some kind, didn't you?
Yeah, I was racing motocross, and it was a little rough on the body and broke some arms, and I had the collarbone issues, and so we decided to get into something that had some protection. So modifieds were where we went.
Was there any particular reason you picked modifieds over, say, sprint cars or late models?
Well, we had some. We'd done engine work for Ernie Toth back at the time, and we just got talking to the clan from Newcastle, and a bunch of the guys that Ernie hung around with, and they hooked us up with a car out of Oxford, PA, from the coal car, and from there we just sort of took off. And you're the stat guy, you know all the numbers, but we had a great year in our first rookie year, and from there it just sort of stuck. And I don't know why we've never got the opportunity to get into another ride. People sometimes just think that, we're our own program and stuff. But, it's our own program, but we sort of just, race and look for opportunities. So.
Tell us how you picked 777 as your car number.
Well, my motocross number used to be 477, and so when I got my pro license, I had to pick a number, so the 577 was taken, and then I went down to 677. It was taken, and I ended up with 777. So I figured, that's a good number to stick with. That's God's numbers.
Yeah, and you've made that name, that number famous here around Western Pennsylvania. Tell us about that first car. It was a chassis that isn't very well known by most fans today.
Well, back then, they built these Gremlins out of American-made cars, the old Gremlin, and put some roll cage structure in them and beefed them up and made them what they were. And around 1982, that area, they started making square box tubing chassis and full roll cage type race cars. And we were pretty fortunate at that time to be able to get one of those. I mean, it's a lot different then than it is now, because you got major chassis builders like Bicknell out there building chassis that are Bicknell, Troyer. There's a few of the guys out there that really specialize in building chassis that are consistent, and hardware that's machined in CNC mills and lathes and things like that. And so, back then, I look at some of the pictures that are sitting around my office, and I look at those old 777 pictures back in 1982. I feel great. When I was racing Blackie Watt and Bob Wearing and Lou Blaney and those guys, I had the hot stuff.
Yeah, as I remember, that first car was solid red, of course, but the body didn't really look like a Gremlin. Was it all home fabricated, or
all home fabricated? Everything back then was take a piece of metal and put your design in it, and that was even before a lot of the rule books had really said window opening specs and heights off the ground and things like that. So, the chassis builders back then did their own thing. So we didn't build the body. A few years after, we had to build them as they got tore up. But, these days you can call up, Bicknell. Bicknell, I say, because that's the chassis we use, but call Randy up there, and they have a stamped out, has the holes already located, everything's bent up, you buy it, and you put your decals on it and go.
Yeah, it's a lot different than it used to be. At one time, the guys kept six flathead Ford coupes sitting out behind the garage. In 1982, you were the Western Pennsylvania Rookie of the Year. One of the unusual things is I started that award, and after the first year or two, Vern Spencer and I added a panel to make the selection. Well, in 1982, I was writing, of course, for the old Cavalcade of Auto Racing. Jim Moffitt wanted to try to tie it in for some extra sales for the newspaper, so he put a ballot in the paper. And the interesting thing was, you were the top by the panel. You were also the top with all the people that sent in the ballots, and each of them, you had over 70% of the votes. But here's the real thing. This class of 1982, it was the super class of all the years I've been doing the Rookie Award. Listen to the guys that Kevin beat. Mark Casella, Ed Faree, Rod George, Kenny Hardy, Andy Priest, Craig Radkin, and Ralphie Spithaler. I mean, that'd make you one heck of a heat race lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, at that time, I didn't really know all the guys that we were competing with. We just, you know, we were new and fresh, and we didn't know anything about the motorsports racing, but we found a way to get it. Around your Danny Johnson used to always tell me, you can tell I came from old motocross racing, because I'd find grooves in lanes in the track that most people wouldn't even want to go out there in. So we got
well,
it around there.
You know, I was announcing at Mercer at the time, and when you started passing guys on the outside going into number one turn at Mercer and winning races up there with that outside group, I said, this guy could drive a race car.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, you know, I've had a lot of training from the motocross, and even though there's two wheels versus four wheels, there's still a lot of driving skill that applies, and braking technique, and you know, being smooth. And being smooth is fast, and that's what you have to focus on. And so keep that car out of trouble, and you know, you can win some races.
Now, you know, after being Rookie of the Year, you had, you know, a number of good years there where you were a regular feature winner, you know, here in the Sharon. Mercer got closed shortly after that, was closed in 83, and it was closed for quite a while. But then you had some real lean years that you almost didn't even race hardly. What happened there?
Well, you know, family business, you know, took precedence, and, you know, we were all funded by our own pocketbooks, and, you know, picking up sponsors at that time wasn't really anything that was easy to do at the time, and so we took a few years and focused on our company, and I drove for Bob Michael Trott to, you know, sort of fill that years just to keep seat time. And when we came back '99, we got our own Bicknell program going, and we've been with that program and our own team since then.
A couple of real quick facts: you won the Cavalcade title in 2004, and I averaged it up the last 7 years. You've averaged 9 feature wins a year, which is pretty doggone good. That's an average. Talk briefly about the BRP Mod Tour race coming up May 23rd at Pittsburgh, and then we're going to have to wind this up. You've got to get out there for hot laps.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're sort of excited to be, you know, chosen to be able to run that late model track down at PPMS. And I had the opportunity last week, Saturday night. I just took a couple laps around there just to sort of give the fans in the stands a little bit of taste of what's coming. And, you know, the modifieds 20 years ago didn't even look like they do today. And, to you know, I had raced that back 20 years ago when they had modifieds there. But, you know, I took the car up behind the stands, and, boy, we got great feedback. And, you know, the fans are really excited about coming to see that, because, you know, that's one of the biggest tracks in dirt track racing. For short track racing around here, especially, I'm sure there's some bigger ones out there. But you know, I can't wait to get on it and do some racing.
Okay, as we wind this down, you want to mention sponsors, and we got to go to the break. Okay, I'm gonna have to cut her off here.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, but I do want to thank all my sponsors for Cintas and you know, Bowling Machine, the Budasek Boys, Cranberry Coin and Currency out of Cranberry Township, and Car Clean Products. You know, without these people, my team, my fans, you know, I thank everybody out there for supporting us and giving us those cheers. And, you know, all we can do from here is start working on the next 100.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.